Well, the story of the women's visit to the empty tomb is a well-trodden one. Many of us know it well. Jesus died on a Friday afternoon. By sundown, he was buried. The three women who had stood by Jesus on the cross watched it happen. On Saturday, they do no work at all. But on Saturday evening, the Sabbath was over, and the women bought the spices they needed to finish the burial. Then they wait until the sun comes up so they can see what they're doing. And as soon as it's daylight, they go to the tomb, worried about how they will get into the tomb. The stone sealing the tomb was very heavy, much too heavy for three women to move. But then their fears are allayed. The stone is already rolled back. Except that's weird. They didn't expect to see the grave wide open. In they go, where Jesus' body should have been. There was a man dressed in a white robe. They obviously remembered it very vividly because they recorded that the man was sat on the right-hand side. But then again, this isn't the kind of event that you'd forget in a hurry, is it? It would be burned on your memory very clearly. Well, this man, who it seems is an angel, speaks to them. And I want the angel to be our teacher this morning. The Bible doesn't just record events that took place. It tells us how God wants us to understand those events. So when a divine messenger speaks to explain things, we should listen very carefully. And the angel says four things to the women. And those things move through time, the distant past, the recent past, the present, and then the future. So let's look at what this angel says. Verse 6, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified." Jesus was crucified. And so he was. The women watched it happen. Then they saw him laid in that very spot. He had to die. Jesus' disciples had tried to argue against it, but Jesus had explained on at least three occasions that he must suffer and die. He was to give his life as a ransom for many. He came to save us from our sins, and there was no way for him to do that without dying. Jesus was crucified. The angel goes on, "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen." Jesus was crucified. That was Friday afternoon. Jesus has risen. That is Sunday morning. There were no witnesses to the resurrection. Some of the other gospel writers record people seeing the stone being rolled back, but nobody saw Jesus come back to life. By the time the women got there, Jesus had already risen. Many people have pointed out the stone was not rolled back to let Jesus out. It was rolled back to let the women and the disciples in. Jesus has risen. The angel continues, "He has risen, he is not here." Because Jesus had risen, he was not in the tomb. The women went to the tomb expecting to find the body of Jesus. And if they had found that there, history would have been very different. Jesus' teaching would still have been passed down. He said some pretty memorable things. But he would be nothing more than yet another in the long line of inspirational yet dead teachers. He would rank alongside Confucius, Aristotle, and Descartes. People would go and visit his tomb. But when the women got to the tomb, Jesus was not there. He had risen. I hope they kept the receipt for those expensive spices. And he's not there today. You can go and see the place where people think Jesus was buried, but there are no bones to be found there because Jesus is not there. Some of you will have come across a man called Andrew White. He is the vicar of the only Anglican church in Baghdad, although most of the time it's often not safe enough for him to be there. During his time there, he's had no fewer than 35 armed bodyguards. This last week, he was in Jerusalem. And on Wednesday, he filmed a short video diary at the site of the garden tomb. And he said this, "This may be April Fool's Day, but the truth is, he is not here. He is alive." Well, it was good of Andrew White to go and check that Jesus really isn't there. Jesus is not in any graveyard, and no archaeologist will ever dig up Jesus' bones, because Jesus is not just some dead hero, someone we remember, aspire to live up to. He was risen. He is not here. There's one final thing that the angel has to tell these women. "Go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." He was crucified. He has risen. He is not here, and forth you will see him. Mark doesn't record any of the occasions when the risen Jesus met with his disciples and with others. But we know from the other three Gospels and from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Jesus appeared alive on many occasions to a great number of people during the 40 days before he then returned to heaven. He appeared to these three women. He appeared to the disciples. He appeared to Peter, who is singled out by the angel. Peter had let Jesus down spectacularly. How wonderful that Jesus didn't just meet with the top set. He met with people who had failed him too, to restore and to forgive them. It follows naturally from saying that Jesus has risen. If he's risen from the dead, then he's alive today. He's alive, and he does things. Now, we won't get to see him with our eyes, not until he returns at the end of time. But he's alive, and he wants to meet us, to forgive us, to restore us. He wants us to know him, to follow him, to live with him as the risen Lord that he is. As the bewildered women stumbled into the empty tomb on Easter morning, God had sent an angel to explain what was there, or rather, who was not there. He was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. You will see him. As we in our day think about that first Easter morning, we need to hear the angel's words as well. Many people think that they are basically good enough for God. They don't need Jesus to have died in their place. But the angel says he was crucified. Many people think the resurrection is a fairy tale. It no more happened than did Hansel and Gretel or Winnie the Pooh. But the angel says he has risen. Many people have a deep respect for Jesus, but simply as a figure of history, a dead hero. The angel says he is not here. And many people know in their minds that Jesus rose from the dead, but they have no intention of forming a living relationship with him, where he is the one in charge, and they are the ones enjoying forgiveness, security, and wonderful blessings. But the angel says, you will see him. Who is Jesus for you? The real Jesus is the one who died, rose, is alive today, and would like us to know him.